Scar is a fictional character who appears in the Walt Disney Pictures 32nd animated feature film, The Lion King, 1994. The character is voiced by English actor Jeremy Irons, while his singing voice is provided by both Irons and American actor Jim Cummings, the latter of whom was hired to replace Irons when the former damaged his singing voice. Subsequently, Scar makes minor appearances in the film's sequel, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, 1998, and The Lion King 1.5, 2004, in both of which he is voiced entirely by Cummings, as well as appearing in the Broadway musical adaptation of the film, in which the role of Scar was originated by American actor John Vickery. Scar was created by screenwriters Irene Mecchi, Jonathan Roberts and Linda Wolverton, and animated by Andreas Deja. The Pride Lands, reclusive heir presumptive, Scar is introduced in the first film as the conniving uncle of Simba and jealous younger brother of Mufasa. Originally first in line to Mufasa's throne until he is suddenly replaced by nephew Simba, Scar decides to lead an army of hyenas in his plot to usurp the throne by murdering Mufasa and exiling Simba, ultimately blaming his brother's death on his innocent nephew. Loosely based on King Claudius, the antagonist of William Shakespeare's play Hamlet, Scar's villainy was additionally inspired by German politician Adolf Hitler. As the character's supervising animator, Deja based Scar's appearance on that of Irons himself, as well as the actor's Academy Award-winning performance as Claus von Bilbo in the film Reversal of Fortune, 1990. Before Irons was cast, the directors had considered offering the role to actors Tim Curry and Malcolm McDowell. As a character, Scar has garnered widespread acclaim from film critics, who greeted Irons' performance with equal enthusiasm. However, Scar's violence, dark color palette, and allegedly effeminate mannerisms were initially met with mild controversy, perceived by some as racist and homophobic. Nevertheless, Scar continues to be revered as one of Disney's greatest villains by various media publications, topping the Huffington Post's list and ranking within the top 10 of similar lists published by Yahoo Movies, the Orlando Sentinel, E, and CNN. Scar has also been ranked among the greatest villains in film history by Digital Spy and Entertainment Weekly. Quick facts for Scar, the Lion King character. First appearance: The Lion King, created by Irene Mecchi, Jonathan Roberts, Linda Wolverton, voiced by Jeremy Irons in the original film, Jim Cummings singing in The Lion King, speaking in The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, and The Lion King 1.5, and by James Horan in Kingdom Hearts 2 and The Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, currently voiced by Corey Burton. Information: species, lion; gender, male; occupation, king of the Pride Lands, leader of the Lion Guard formerly; family, King Mufasa, brother, deceased; relatives, Prince Simba, nephew; Princess Kiara, great niece; Prince Kion, great nephew; Queen Sarabi, sister-in-law. Development, conception, and influences. The Lion King was first conceived in 1988. The film was eventually pitched to Disney executives, one of whom was among the first to observe similarities between author Thomas M. Dyche's treatment and William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. Although first citing these similarities as initially unintentional, director Rob Minkoff always felt that it was essential to, quote, anchor the film with something familiar, end quote. As directors, Minkoff and Roger Allers aspired to create, quote, an animal picture based in a more natural setting, end quote, describing the film as, quote, more true life adventure than mythical epic, end quote. Although not the first Disney film to have been inspired by Shakespeare's work, The Lion King remains the studio's most prominent example due to close parallels between its characters and Hamlet. While both stories revolve around main characters who struggle to come to terms with the reality that they must confront their treacherous uncles and avenge their father's deaths. Scar is based on King Claudius, the antagonist of Hamlet. According to Slate, while Claudius is mostly, quote, a second-rate schemer consumed by anxiety and guilt, end quote, Scar very much, quote, delights in his monstrosity, end quote. Both characters are motivated by jealousy. Meanwhile, the Week observed that although both characters ultimately die, Claudius is killed by protagonist Hamlet, while Scar dies, quote, at the hand of his former hyena minions and not Simba himself, end quote. Additionally, the character shares similarities with Iago from Shakespeare's play Othello. Both antagonists are skilled at exploiting their victims' fears. The original plot of The Lion King revolved around an ongoing rivalry between lions and baboons. Scar, a baboon himself, was their leader. When this plot was abandoned, Scar was rewritten into a rogue lion, thus lacking any blood relation to Mufasa and Simba. Eventually, the writers felt that making Scar and Mufasa brothers would ultimately enhance the story by making it more interesting. An abandoned character, at one point Scar owned a pet, Python, as a sidekick. Because the film was originally intended to be much more adult-oriented, Scar was to have become infatuated with Simba's childhood friend and eventual love interest Nala, wanting the young lioness to rule alongside him as his queen, and consequently banishing the character when she refuses. This concept was to have been further explored during a reprise of Scar's song Be Prepared, but both the idea and the song were ultimately removed from the film because they were deemed too creepy. To further emphasize the character's villainy and tyranny, the writers loosely based Scar on the German politician Adolf Hitler. According to the Jerusalem Post, Scar's song Be Prepared, quote, features goose-stepping hyenas in a formation reminiscent of a Nuremberg rally. This idea was first suggested by story artist Jorgen Klubin. According to directors, a patronizing quality was vital to Scar's role in the film. Minkoff told the Los Angeles Times, quote, when Scar puts the guilt trip on Simba, that's an intense idea, probably something that is not typical of other Disney pictures in terms of what the villain does. Additionally, Scar serves as a departure from previous Disney villains because they, quote, came off as at least as buffoonish as they were sinister, end quote. Because Scar's the film's main antagonist, supervising animator Andrea Deja believed that, quote, villains work really well when they're subtle, end quote, explaining, to see them think and scheme and plot is much more interesting than showing them beating someone up. By blaming Mufasa's death on an innocent Simba, Scar ultimately triggers, quote, a cycle of guilt, flight, denial, and redemption as the hero goes into self-imposed exile, before finally reconciling with his father's memory, returning to face his wicked uncle, and generally coming of age, end quote. The character's first line in Lion King essentially summarizes the entire film, providing foreshadowing. It reads, "Life's not fair, is it? You see, I shall never become king, and you shall never see another see light of another day." Subtly revealing the plot as well as, quote, the reason why Scar decides to murder his own brother. Voice. English actors Tim Curry and Malcolm McDowell were originally considered for the role of Scar. However, the role was ultimately won by English actor Jeremy Irons because of his classical theater training. The directors had deliberately wanted Scar to, quote, come across as a Shakespearean character, end quote. Successfully recruiting Irons for the film was considered an unprecedented achievement for the studio at the time. It was rare for an actor of Irons' caliber to agree to voice an animated character, especially immediately after winning an Academy Award. In fact, the Oscar-winning actor nearly declined because, in his fear of jeopardizing his successful career, he was, quote, hesitant to jump from a dramatic role to an animated feature, end quote. Prior to The Lion King, Irons was famous for starring as several villains and antagonists in live-action films geared towards adults. Although he had starred in a children's film before, the actor admitted that it did not mirror the success of The Lion King, a film that has since become notorious for its cast of well-known, award-winning Hollywood actors, which animation historian Jerry Beck referred to in this book, his book, The Animated Movie Guide, as, quote, the most impressive list of actors ever to grace an animated film, end quote. As directors, Minkoff and Ehlers worked closely with the actors to create their performance. Describing Irons as a gentleman and a brilliant actor, Ehlers revealed that the actor was constantly offering extra interpretations of lines, which were fantastic. Producer Don Hahn recalled that Irons, quote, really wanted to play with the words and the pacing, end quote, specifically referring to a scene in which Scar, voiced by Irons, coaxes Simba onto a rock and tricks the young cub to stay there and await his father's arrival alone, dubbing it, quote, a father and son thing, end quote. According to Hahn, the comedy in Irons' inflection comes from Scar sounding so disdainful he can barely summon the will to finish the sentence. Irons' physical appearance and mannerisms served as inspiration for Scar's supervising animator, Andrea Deja, namely his flicking his paw in disgust. Critics have cited physical similarities between Irons and Scar. In a reference to the role that earned Irons an Academy Award, Claus von Bülow in the film Reversal of Fortune, 1990, the writers gave Scar one of von Bülow's lines, "You have no idea," which is uttered by Irons in a similar tone. According to author Rachel Stein of New Perspectives on Environmental Justice, Gender, Sexuality, and Activism, Irons relies on, quote, his history of playing sexually perverse, socially dangerous male characters to animate his depiction of Scar, end quote. On the contrary, Irons revealed to Connect Savannah that similarities between the voices of Scar and von Bülow were largely unintentional, explaining, quote, whatever voice came was arrived at by looking at the initial sketches, and from the freedom the directors gave me to try anything. Irons concluded, the fact that he may occasionally remind you of Claus comes from the fact that they both share the same voice box. While recording Scar's song, Be Prepared, Irons encountered challenges with his voice. The actor reportedly blew out his voice upon belting the line, "You won't get a sniff without me," rendering him incapable of completing the musical number. Consequently, Disney was forced to recruit American voice actor Jim Cummings, who had also been providing the voice of Lion King's laughing hyena Ed at the time, to impersonate Irons and record the remainder of the song. Cummings told the Huffington Post that stunt singing is actually something the actor continues to do regularly, having done the same for American actor Russell Means, voice of Chief Powhatan, in the Disney's Pocahontas, 1995. Critics observe that Irons fakes his way through Be Prepared in the grand tradition of talk singing, drawing similarities between him and American actor James Cagney and English actor Rex Harrison. Deja revealed that during a recording session, Irons' stomach was grumbling. Deja joked the growling sound could be heard in the recording, so he had to record that part of his dialogue all over again. As a result of Irons' prominent British accent, critics have compared both the actor and Scar to Shere Khan, the villain of Disney's Jungle Book, 1967, voiced by English actor George Sanders. design and characterization. The studio originally dismissed Lion King as a risk because at the time it was believed that the greatest films starred people. Concerned about the novelty of the film, Disney CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg decided to divide the studio into two separate animated films, The Lion King and Pocahontas, the latter of which was dubbed The Home Run because it was expected to be the more successful of the two projects. Naturally, Disney's more seasoned and experienced animators gravitated towards Pocahontas, while the studio's newer animators were relegated to working on The Lion King, describing themselves as the B-team. However, Allers received Katzenberg's decision positively as an opportunity for newer animators to step up to leadership roles. Among them, Andrid Stija, who became Scar's supervising animator. Well known for animating several Disney villains, Deja summarized the experience as more fun than drawing heroes because, quote, you have so much more to work with in terms of expressions and acting and drawing-wise than you would have with a nice princess or prince where you have to be ever so careful with the draftsmanship. On animating Disney villains, supervising animator Andrea Deja has said, at Disney, the people responsible for each movie see that you are good at animating a specific type of character. They will keep giving you similar characters. Also, I animated a couple of those villains because I asked to. I told the studio that I could do something good with these characters since they really spoke to me. I showed that I had a passion for it, which I believe to be very important. Villains are very interesting characters. They have the most juice to them, and they invite you to explore them. So if something fascinates you, you should probably explore it. Before becoming involved with The Lion King, Deja had already developed a reputation for animating Disney villains. Prior to animating Scar, Deja had just recently served as supervising animator for Gaston and Jafar, the villains in Disney's Beauty and the Beast, 1991, and Aladdin, 1992, respectively. Initially, Deja had been considering the idea of animating a hero as opposed to a villain for a change, contemplating taking the task of animating Simba instead. However, Deja soon relented upon hearing that Scar would be voiced by Irons, feeling that it would be fun to animate a character voiced by such a prestigious actor. Meanwhile, Minkoff and Allers had already Deja in mind for animating Scar long before the animator approached the directors about the position. The level of anthropomorphism used in Lion King exceeded that of any Disney animated film by which it was preceded. Because Scar is an animal as opposed to a human, Deja and the animators experienced certain challenges and limitations when it came to instilling movement in the character, and thus experimented with manipulating Scar's facial expressions, specifically the way in which he tilts his head condescendingly, raises his eyebrows, and lifts his chin. The animals were each drawn with certain human-like attributes and characteristics in order to help convey emotions and tell the story. Meanwhile, the studio recruited live lions for the animators to study while drawing. As the film's villain, Scar is the only lion drawn with claws. Owen Gleiberman of Entertainment Weekly describes Scar as, quote, a figure both of pity and evil and of treacherous comedy, end quote, with Irons filling his devious coward with elegantly witty self-loathing. As an animator, Deja believes that, quote, if you have a great voice to work with, your work is half done, end quote. Enjoying the way in which Irons has, quote, a way with words and phrasing, end quote, Deja deliberately based much of Scar's appearance on the actor himself, specifically the shape of his mouth and facial expressions. Several of the actor's physical attributes were incorporated into Scar's design, with Irons admitting to recognizing his own baggy eyes in his character. Additionally, Deja studied Irons' performances in the films Reversal of Fortune, 1990, and Damage, 1992, for inspiration, while refusing to watch Disney's The Jungle Book while working on The Lion King. to in order to avoid being influenced by the film's villain, Shere Khan, a tiger. Music. Scar sings the musical number Be Prepared, written by songwriters Elton John and Tim Rice, while contemplating Mufasa's death plot and bringing the hyenas along. Described as the film's darkest song, a pompous fascist pan to usurpers, the musical sequence depicts the lion as a big cat fascist. According to the Business Insider, in addition to being loosely basing the character on Adolf Hitler to further emphasize Scar's tyranny, the filmmakers very much directly based his song Be Prepared with references to Nazism by having Scar's army of hyenas goose step while addressing them from a high ledge, similar to the way in which Hitler would have from a balcony. On the Nazi propaganda film Triumph of Will, 1935, a film that documents Nazi Germany during 1934. According to Entertainment Weekly, the concept originated from a sketch by story artist Jürgen Klubin in which Scar was depicted as Hitler. Although hesitant that Disney CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg would approve, the filmmakers ultimately decided to pursue it, describing the sequence as a triumph of the will style mock Nuremberg rally. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reviewed, "Those goose-stepping hyenas seem a little much in hindsight." Appearances. Film. Scar debuted in The Lion King 1994. The jealous younger brother of Mufasa, Scar is next in line to inherit the throne until his nephew Simba, Mufasa's son, is born, replacing him. Determined to usurp the throne and become king himself, Scar devises a plan to eliminate both Simba and Mufasa. Cleverly trapping an unsuspecting Simba in a vast gorge, Scar hires a trio of hyenas to trigger a wildebeest stampede. Although Mufasa saves Simba, the king is greatly weakened and thus unable to climb out of the gorge to safety. When a desperate Mufasa begs Scar for help, Scar instead throws his brother to his death below. Convincing Simba that he is to blame for Mufasa's death, Scar advises the prince to run away and never return, and then orders the hyenas to pursue and kill him. With his brother murdered and his nephew presumed dead, Scar becomes king. Decades go by as Scar squanders the kingdom's resources and allows his army of hyenas to wreak havoc upon the Pride Lands, which turn barren. Meanwhile, an alive and adult Simba is visited by Mufasa's ghost, who encourages him to return to the Pride Lands and take his rightful place as king. Aided by his friends, Simba storms Pride Rock and confronts Scar, who demands that Simba admit to the Pride that he killed Mufasa. As he prepares to throw Simba off Pride Rock and have him meet a similar fate of that of his father, Scar, having grown overconfident, whispers that he was the one who killed Mufasa. Enraged, Simba tackles Scar and forces his uncle to admit the truth to the Pride, initiating a ferocious battle between Simba's lionesses, Timon and Pumbaa, and Scar's hyenas. Scar tries to escape, but is cornered by Simba on top of Pride Rock. Scar begs for mercy and even attempts to blame his crimes on the hyenas, unaware that they are listening nearby. Simba ignores Scar and gives him one last chance to run away and never return. When Simba's back is turned, Scar attacks him and they fight. Simba bests Scar in combat and throws him over the cliff edge into a pit. Scar survives the fall but is attacked and killed by the vengeful hyenas. Broadway musical. The success of The Lion King spawned a Broadway musical based on the film, directed by Julie Taylor, and with a book written by Lion King co-director Roger Allers and screenwriter Irene Mecchi. American actor John Vickery originated the role of Scar. The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride. Having perished during The Lion King, Scar's appearance and presence in the sequel, The Lion King 2, Simba's Pride, 1998, is naturally quite limited in comparison. Story-wise, however, his role remains vital. Upon Scar's demise, a rivaling pride of lions known as the Outsiders decide to remain loyal to him. The pride is by Scar's most faithful follower, Zira. Since Scar had no children of his own, Zira's own son, Kovu, is chosen to serve as Scar's heir. Simba banishes the Outsiders to the Outlands and forbids his daughter Kiera from going there. She goes there anyway, however, and meets and befriends Kovu. Meanwhile, Zira trains Kovu to murder Simba, but when he becomes a young adult, he has a change of heart as he begins to develop feelings for Kiera. Scar makes a brief cameo in the film in one of Simba's nightmares. In the nightmare, an adult Simba runs down the cliffside where his father died attempting to rescue him. Scar intervenes, however, and then turns into Kovu and throws Simba off the cliff. Scar makes another cameo appearance in a pool of water as a reflection after Kovu is exiled from Pride Rock. Miscellaneous. Scar makes a brief cameo in Disney's animated feature film Hercules, 1997, in the form of a limp lion-skin coat worn by Hercules, parroting the Nemean lion. Scar's supervising animator, Andrea Deja, also served as supervising animator of Hercules. The character appears in the 1994 video game, The Lion King. According to Allgame, Scar appears towards the end of the video game as Simba finally must defeat his uncle Scar and stop Scar and reclaim what is rightfully his. Scar plays a similar role in the video game The Lion King, Simba's Mighty Adventure 2000. Simba's climactic battle with Scar concludes the first six levels of the game. According to IGN, the video game features the voices of the film's cast, including Jeremy Irons as Scar. Voiced by James Horan, Scar appears as a non-player character in Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure 2003 and Kingdom Hearts 2 as a villain who ultimately transforms into a heartless as a result of the character's own hatred and jealousy. The Scar also makes a brief non-speaking cameo appearance in an episode of Timon and Pumbaa. The Lion Guard. Scar is briefly portrayed in the Lion Guard film and series. When Scar was younger, as per tradition to all second-born children of the current reigning Lion King, he led the Lion Guard who protected the Circle of Life and was given a power called the Roar of the Elders, which, when used, causes the lions of the Pride Lands past to roar with him. However, Scar vainly believed that with this power he should be king instead of Mufasa. But when the previous members of the Lion Guard refused to instigate a coup d'etat against Mufasa, Scar used the Roar of the Elders to destroy them. Due to using the Roar of the Elders for evil, Scar lost his power completely and descended into depression, becoming shriveled and horrible. Reception. Critical response. Scar has garnered widespread acclaim from film critics, some of whom praised him as a better character than Simba. Author Peter M. Nichols wrote in his book, New York Times, Central Library, Children's Movies, A Critic's Guide to the Best Films Available on Video and DVD, that Scar is, quote, the most interesting character in the film, end quote, describing Simba and Mufasa as, quote, bores in comparison, end quote. Janet Maslin of the New York Times called Scar a, quote, delectably wicked, end quote, villain. Maslin went on to praise Irons's voice acting, writing that the actor, quote, slithers through the story in grandiose high style with a green-eyed malevolence that is one of the film's chief delights. Leah Rosen of People described Scar as, quote, a flawless realization of Irons's special talent, end quote. Gene Siskel of the Chicago Tribune lauded Scar as the film's best character, jokingly describing him as Irons' Claus Van Bulow with fur. Similarly, ComingSoon.net's Joshua Starnes hailed Scar as, quote, the best part of the film, end quote. Praising both Scar and Irons' acting, Starnes continued, quote, "He switches so quickly and easily from campy to deadly, it's like a showcase for how to do an over-the-top villain right," end quote. Concluding that, quote, "Villains are often the most memorable characters in a Disney animated film," end quote. Roger Ebert described Scar, quote, "one of the great ones." James Bernardelli of Real Views reviewed, quote, "Gone is the buffoonery that has marked the recent trio of Ursula, Gaston, and Jafar," writing, "Scar is a sinister figure given to acid remarks and cunning villainy," end quote. Bernardelli continued, "The cold-hearted manner in which he causes Mufasa's death lets us know that this is not a lion to be trifled with." Janet Maslin of the New York Times said, "Simba is also influenced by his delectably wicked uncle Scar, Jeremy Irons. Scar arranges Mufasa's disturbing on-screen death in a manner that both banishes Simba to the wilderness and raises questions about whether this film really warranted a G rating. For the grown-ups, there is a Mr. Irons, who has been as devilishly well captured by Disney's graphic artists, Scar's supervising animator Andrea Deja, as Robin Williams was in Aladdin. Bored, wicked, and royally sarcastic, Mr. Irons' Scar slithers through the story in grandiose high style with a green-eyed malevolence that is one of the film's chief delights. Oh, and just between us, you might want to work out a little work on that little roar of yours, he purrs to Simba, while purporting to be a mentor to his young nephew. Scar, who also gives a reprise of Mr. Irons' best-known line from Reversal of Fortune, may not be that much of a father figure, but he's certainly great fun." A film that features the voices of several well-known A-list actors, namely Irons as Scar, Matthew Broderick as Simba, James Earl Jones as Mufasa, and Whoopi Goldberg as Shenzi, The Lion King has since gone on to be acclaimed as one of the most impressive arrays of voice talents ever utilized in an animated film. Critics have repeatedly singled out Irons' performance, praising it extensively. Cindy White of IGN called Irons' performance deliciously smarmy, while Andy Patrizzo of IGN wrote that Irons voices Scar in perfect Shakespearean villain mode. Rolling Stone's Peter Travers hailed Irons for delivering a triumphantly witty vocal performance that ranks with Robin Williams in Aladdin. Peter Stack of the San Francisco Chronicle commended Disney for nailing the voice talents, specifically Irons. The Philadelphia Daily News' Bill Wido described Irons' voice as silken, while Graham Young of the Birmingham Mail hailed the actor's performance as magnificent. Radio Times' Tom Hutchinson wrote, "Jeremy Irons is a vocal standout as the evil Uncle Scar." Annette Basile of Film Inc. echoed Hutchinson's statement, writing that Scar is voiced with relish by standout Jeremy Irons. The Guardian's Philip French opined, "Jeremy Irons is excellent as the suavely villainous Lion Scar." David Sterrett of the Christian Science Monitor exalted Irons' acting, describing him as positively brilliant. Also hailing the film's cast as incredible, Desmond Howe of the Washington Post highlighted Irons as a standout, praising the film for successfully combining grand opera melodrama and low comedy hijinks. The Orlando Sentinel's Jay Boyar concluded that one reason they work so well together is that even the most serious sections contain an undercurrent of humor provided by the deliciously droll voice performance of Jeremy Irons as Scar. Matthew DeKinder of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch felt that Irons successfully handles all the dramatic heavy lifting. Even film critics who generally disliked the film tended to enjoy Scar's characterization and Irons's performance. Terrence Rafferty of The New Yorker wrote, "Among the celebrity voices on the soundtrack, two performances stand out, namely Jeremy Irons as the villainous Scar, who does an elegant, funny George Sanders impersonation." Stephen Hunter of the Baltimore Sun described Irons's voice as plummy rich and rancid, with rancid irony. Television Without Pity's Ethan Alter admitted to enjoying Scar, praising the character as a fantastic villain and easily the most fully realized of the film's characters, thanks both to Jeremy Irons' marvelously wicked vocal performance and some clever character flourishes on behalf of the animators. David Denby of New York, who otherwise criticized the film, felt that Iron sounds like he's having a better time than he's ever had in movies before. In a rare lukewarm review, Anthony Quinn of The Independent felt that Irons's performance was too campy, more Liberace than George Sanders. Accolades and Legacy. According to IGN, Scar, Simba, and Mufasa have since become household names thanks to the film's enormous popularity. But back in 1994, who could have predicted that these characters would enter the lexicon of Disney's most popular creations? Scar is considered to be among Disney's greatest villains. Desmond Ryan of the Philadelphia Inquirer reviewed Scar as the most vivid villain in Disney features in generations. On a broader scale, Scar is often revered as one of the greatest animated villains of all time. Entertainment Weekly included the character in an article, 10 Over the Top Animated Movie Villains, explaining you could only expect over the top when you pair such a grasping, conniving character with Jeremy Irons' seductive voice. Likewise, Digital Spies' Alex Fletcher wrote of Scar in his article, "Who is great Disney's greatest ever villain?" That the scene in which he lets Mufasa fall into a stampede of wildebeests left lasting emotional trauma on an entire generation. Tor.com's Sarah Tolfe spoke on Scar's legacy. Scar walks the fine line between gravitas and camp, and most of the credit has to do with Jeremy Irons' superb sarcastic drawl. His main complaint is simply that life isn't fair, and that his status as Mufasa's younger brother makes him ineligible to rule over Pride Rock. Anyone with siblings, royal or not, can relate on some level, and although it's honestly a little cringeworthy to watch Scar mince his way through Be Prepared, he proves himself an adept orator, inspiring legions of goose-stepping hyenas to throw off the shackles of the oppressive lions. The Huffington Post ranked Scar in its definitive ranking of 25 classic Disney villains countdown. Similarly, BuzzFeed also ranked Scar first in the website's definitive ranking of the top 20 Disney villains list, with author Javi Moreno accusing the character of removing the innocence of an entire generation. Scar also topped About.com's top 10 Disney villains countdown. Author David Nozare concluded, "There are few figures within Disney's body of work that are as deliciously reprehensible and vile as Scar, heightened by Jeremy Irons' gloriously smug voice work." Nozare also included Irons in the top 5 celebrity voice performances in animated films, acknowledging the fact that although the actor has played a lot of villains over the course of his career, none have had the lasting impact as Scar from The Lion King. The Orlando Sentinel ranked Scar the 6th greatest Disney villain of all time. Similarly, Babbel.com also placed the character at number 6. Included in the website's 12 most famous Disney villains from worst to best countdown, Yahoo Movies ranked Scar second best, while Moviefone ranked the character 6th. E ranked Scar 5th, with author John Boone writing that the character plotted one of the most painful deaths in Disney history, so you know he'll never be forgotten. Animation World Network ranks Scar the sixth best animated villain. CNN considers Scar one of the Disney's scariest characters, while ranking the character fifth. The Daily Stanford wrote, from his habit of sadistically toying with his prey, to his dumb hyena coven, to the way he leads the kingdom of Pride Rock into a period of starvation and sorrow, he's a backstabbing dictator of an uncle. Richard Krause of Metro cited Scar's "Long live the king" as the character's most evil line. Additionally, "Be Prepared" is often revered as one of the greatest Disney villain songs. Official Disney blogs wrote that the song, with its hyena backup singers and the best bone-rattling percussion of all the villain songs, Scar proves himself as an expert crooner of villainous plots. Aside from Disney and animation, Scar is often revered as one of the greatest movie villains of all time. Digital Spy featured the character who, according to author Simon Reynolds, underlined the sheer blackness of his heart by ruthlessly killing Simba's father among the 25 greatest movie villains. Similarly, in 2012, Entertainment Weekly ranked the character the 25th most vile movie villain ever, while Total Film ranked Scar 67th in 2014. To date, Dija remains best known for animating several of Disney's most famous villains, admitting to preferring animating villains over heroes. However, after Lion King, Dija finally decided to take a break from animating villains in order to avoid repeating himself. Subsequently refusing to animate villain Judge Claude Frollo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1996, in favor of working on Hercules in Hercules, 1997, along with Mickey Mouse in the animated short Runaway Brain, 1995. Comparing Scar to other villains that he has played, Arne said that he measures very highly, having charm, Machiavellian qualities, and being iconic in some of the things he says. Criticism and controversy. Scar became the first Disney villain to successfully, explicitly kill someone. Like Disney's Bambi before it, The Lion King, dubbed the studio's darkest film at the time of the release, it was unprecedented in terms of its serious themes, namely guilt, murder, treachery, revenge, and death, specifically the on-screen assassination of one of the film's heroes. According to IGN, the film's story, concepts, and morality and mortality was new for Disney, with the Washington Post predicting that the death of the heroic Mufasa will be the most widely debated aspect of Lion King, with people taking sides as to whether such things are good or bad for kids, just as they did over the killing of Bambi's mother. Similarly, Variety opined a generation that remembers the death of Bambi's mother as traumatizing should bear that experience in mind when deciding who goes to the Lion King. Film critics and parents alike expressed concern that Scar's violent ways would frighten and disturb younger viewers. Referring to Scar's murdering of Mufasa, the New York Times questioned whether this film really warranted a G rating. Critics also questioned Scar's death. MovieLine warned audiences that the film shows a fairy tale's dark sense of justice. For example, when Scar was eaten by his hyena allies after betraying them. RealViews' James Bertinelli commented, "Death is something not really touched on in the last three Disney animated tales, is very much at the forefront of The Lion King. In a scene that could disturb younger viewers, Mufasa's demise is shown. It is a chilling moment that is reminiscent of a certain incident in Bambi." The film also contains a fair share of violence, including a rather graphic battle between two lions. Parents should carefully consider before taking a child of, say, under 7 years to this movie. The Los Angeles Times warned that the on-screen death of Mufasa in a violent battle at the finale may disturb small children, echoed by the Philadelphia Inquirer. However, film critics also felt that Disney's treatment of Scar was at times too lighthearted and comedic, with Deseret News complaining a climactic battle between Simba and his evil uncle Scar is a very bad choice near the end, as Simba and Scar battle in slow motion, a serious moment that seems unintentionally comic. According to the Seattle Times, some critics have complained that the movie is too funny and good-natured to accommodate the rather grim story it's telling, considered an odd mix of deadly seriousness and slapstick humor. Simba fights Scar to the death while intercut with Pumbaa doing a parody of Travis Bickle. Although universally acclaimed, Scar has sparked considerable controversy regarding the character's appearance and personality, specifically his darker colored fur and alleged sexuality. The general public, however, appears to have remained largely oblivious to such concerns, according to David Parkinson, author of The Rough Guide to Film Musicals. The Washington Post felt that Scar is clearly meant to represent an evil African American because while Simba's mane is gloriously red, Scar's is, of course, black. Meanwhile, Scar's mannerisms and voice, which, according to Nightmare on Main Street, Angel's Sadomasochism, and the Cultures of Gothic, author Mark Edmondson, resemble a cultivated, word-weary gay man, has been deemed homophobic by some commentators because, according to The Independent, the arch-villain's gestures are effeminate. While in addition to the film being full of stereotypes, the character speaks in supposed gay cliches. Susan Mackey Callis, author of The Hero and The Perennial Journey in Home in American Film, observed that Scar is more effeminate and less brawny than both Mufasa and Simba. Additionally, even though Scar would be expected to mate with one of the lionesses, he is never intimidated by any. While Disney executives ignored these accusations, Slant Magazine defended the studio, explaining that Scar's black mane is simply an example of the animators' elementary attempts to color code evil for the film's target audience. Similarly, author Edward Schiappa wrote in his book Beyond Representational Correctness, Rethinking Criticism of Popular Media, that Scar's voice was simply meant to convey the sort of upper-class snobbishness evinced by George Sanders' performance as Shere Khan in The Jungle Book. More recently, the possibility of an incestuous relationship involving Simba, his mate Nala, Scar, and Mufasa has surfaced. According to Johnson Chu, author of Diversity in Gender Films, critical essays on race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, and disability, the fact that Scar, Mufasa, and Simba appear to be the only male lions present in The Lion King suggests the possibility that either Scar or Mufasa is Nala's father, which would in turn make it Nala, either Simba's half-sister or cousin. References include John Gearland's 2011 book Digital Babylon, The Origins of the Lion King, James Cummins' bookseller, Movie Muser, The Week, Animated Views, DVD Dizzy, Blu-ray.com, LarsonOnFilm.com, Shakespeare for Young People Productions Versions and Adaptations, 2013 by Abigail Rockeson, Hamlet and the Lion King on 123 Help Me, IGN, The Baltimore Sun, Slate, Lion King and Hamlet, Movie Film Review, The Daily Beast, Lion King Tickets, NDTV, Dope and Famous, BuzzFeed, OMG Facts, Dr. Disney, The FW, part of the Screen Crush Network, Movie Phone, The Jerusalem Post, The Los Angeles Times, Buddy TV, The incomparable Jeremy Irons, 1994. Disney Voice Actors, A Biographical Dictionary, 2011, by Thomas S. Hishak. PopMatters.com, FlavorWire, 7M Pictures, The Animated Movie Guide, 2005, by Jerry Beck, Flickering Myth, Mental Floss, RogerEbert.com, WhatCulture.com, New Perspectives on Environmental Justice, Gender, Sexuality, and Activism, 2004 by Rachel Stein, Connect Savannah, Flickering Myth, Yahoo Movies, Hollywood.com, The Huffington Post, The Film Yap, The Animation Workshop, Tor.com, Bubbaloos.com, iFlix.net, Animation World Network, The Mouse Castle, The DVD Movie Guide, JustLoveMovies.com, Orange, D23.com, Entertainment Weekly, Chicago Parent, The Seattle Times, Entertainment Weekly, Groucho Reviews, The Washington Post, Business Insider, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Film School Rejects, The Huffington Post, BuzzFeed, All Game, Disney's Extreme Skate Adventure, created by Inception Enterprises, Kingdom Hearts Insider, Laramie Movie Scope, The New York Times Essential Library Children's Movies, A Critic's Guide to the Best Films Available on Video and DVD, published in 2003, written by Peter M. Nichols, The New York Times, People, Chicago Tribune, ComingSoon.net, Real Views, Hollywood Planet, Global Media, and the Competitive Advantage of Narrative Transparency, published in 1999, written by Scott Robert Olson. Disney Pixar and the Hidden Messages of Disney Films, of Children's Films, 2010, by Keith M. Booker. M. Keith Booker. Rolling Stone. The San Francisco Chronicle. Philly.com. Birmingham Mail. Radio Times. Film Inc. The Guardian. Christian Science Monitor. Washington Post, Orlando Sentinel, The New Yorker, Television Without Pity, The New York Magazine, The Independent, Listverse, Sky.com, About.com, Babbel.com, Yahoo Movies, MoviePhone Canada, E! CNN, The Stanford Daily, Metro, WhatCulture.com, Official Disney Blogs, MoviePilot.com, Digital Spy, Total Film, Jim Hill Media, AnimationResources.org, Academia.edu, Film4, Variety, Common Sense Media, Los Angeles Times, Deseret News, Movie Habit. The Rough Guide to Film Musicals, 2007, by David Parkinson. The Washington Post. Nightmare on Main Street, Angels, Sadomasochism, and the Culture of Gothic, 1999, by Mark Edmonston. The Independent, the Chicago Tribune, the Salina Journal. The Hero and the Perennial Journey Home in American Film, 2011, by Susan Mackey Callis. Slant Magazine. Beyond Representational Correctness: Rethinking Criticism in Popular Media, 2008 by Edward Chiappa. And finally, Diversity in Disney Films: Critical Essays on Race, Ethnicity, Gender, Sexuality, and Disability, 2013 by Johnson Chu.